9 places to add keywords for SEO. When learning about SEO, and yes, we are always learning as the market changes, there are pretty specific ways to be successful using keywords. One of those ways is that for every page of content, there should only be one target keyword phrase for that page. So, if you have 10 phrases you want to be found for, you should have at least 10 pages of content, one page or more, for each page. But, where do you put your keywords on these pages? And how do you make the most of them? Check out the 9 places to add keywords. Number 1, page titles. A page title describes the main subject of your page and shows up as the first line of a search results entry to let both Google and searchers know what the page is about. This is where you'll want to use your target SEO keywords or phrase. Use it as the start of the page title so it doesn't get cut off in mobile SERPs, aka small screens. Number 2, meta descriptions. This is the content that shows up as the second part of a search results entry. Though the meta description is no longer a direct ranking factor, it can help Google determine how relevant your content is to what people are searching for. This is why you need to use relevant keywords to your business in this text. Number 3, subheadings. Just before we hit on content, let's talk about subheadings. These one-liners are great for users that scan your content, making it easier to catch their eye rather than a large body of text. They also appear as a featured snippet or answer box when users are searching on Google. The best practice is to use your keywords in at least a couple of subheadings. Number 4, content. Content is one of the top SEO ranking factors, therefore being one of the most important places to optimize. Keep in mind, as we said before, it's important to use keywords correctly and by avoiding methods like keyword stuffing. For example, we sell dog leashes. Our custom dog leashes are handmade. If you're thinking of buying custom dog leashes, please contact our dog leashes expert at custom.dog.leashes@example.com. The chances of Google penalizing you are pretty great if this is how you're using your keywords. Your users will likely not enjoy it either, as it can be pretty hard to read. So what's the best way to use your keywords in your website content? First, use your main keyword in the first couple of sentences, or at least in the first paragraph. Next, use that keyword and variations of it throughout the content. Example, first paragraph, growing your business is. Second paragraph, ideas on how to grow fast. Fourth paragraph, techniques to drive incredible growth. This is called latent semantic indexing, or LSI, keywords. And not only do they perform well, but writing like this means that you're writing for your readers first instead of for SEO. This only makes it more pleasurable to your audience. Number 5, images. While they may not be the first items you would think of, but you can't afford to ignore them, images are also indexed, and with the right search words can pop up in Google Images too. Adding keywords to images also helps your content accessibility, which is useful for the millions of searchers worldwide who experience a disability. 3 ways to add keywords to images are in the file name, image titles, and alt text. Number 6, URLs. The best URLs are ones that give the searchers and Google an idea of what the page is about. If you've ever seen a URL with a string of letters and numbers, you'll know that it's much more appealing and easy to find when a URL has a descriptive slug like revgenapps.com/keyword-success. The best practice is to keep the URL short and include no more than 1 or 2 keywords. Number 7, link anchor text. Links are one of the top 3 SEO ranking factors, super important. The golden rule is vary your anchor text. That's the clickable text that's highlighted as a link. So instead of using the actual feature name, highlight and link a portion of your content. For example, for more information, head over to our easy 2-step opt-in form to get your free report. The link will take them to a lead page. The same rule applies to external links as well. In following this format, you'll avoid Google thinking that your anchor text is some form of scheme, therefore reducing your search ranking. Number 8, social media. There is a strong link between social shares and visibility in SERPs. That's enough for us to want to give or optimize keyword usage in social media updates for better SEO. Google actually indexes tweets from Twitter, so adding some keywords here will bring people to your profile, therefore giving them access to your website. Other ways to use keywords in your social media is in your profiles, content, and hashtags. Number 9, directories and external listings. Google My Business, need we say more? Google really is king here, and to obtain a completely free listing and control the information that people find out about you is gold. Check out how to set up your Google My Business listing on our blog. There are hundreds of online directories where your business could be listed. Many of them pull from the big guys like Google, Bing, Foursquare, and others. Having your information correct on these directories can mean a lot less headaches for your customers who are trying to find you. Need a hand with quickly getting your business listed online? We can help, as we have a great relationship with the big data aggregators and can get your company out there quickly and accurately. Need some pointers on coming up with keywords? Check out our other blog, How to Keyword Like a Pro.